When the Devil Drives by Chris Brookmeyer, narrated by Sarah Barron.
Part 1. Chapter 1. This Filthy Witness. I took her life. I cannot deny it. Never have done. At least not to myself. Beneath a vast, black, star-spattered Highland sky, with our colleagues, our friends, oblivious in the great house nearby, I took her life. I took her life, and my life was the better for her death. That is undeniable also, unpalatable perhaps, an ugly truth, but a truth just the same. I have lived with this for 3 decades. I will not lie and claim not a day goes by that I don't see her face. That may have been true once, during those first months, even first years, but in time, the intervals between my recollections became greater, the fear incrementally diminished, the guilt more dilute. I can still see her now, though, as vividly as on that night. I can still picture her face vibrantly alive, filled with colour and expression. And I can picture it blank and empty and drained, like a reflection of the full moon above. My memory of her is not faded, only stored away like the scene paintings from a struck set. Every so often something inside me calls for a revival. No stage illusion, no theatrical artifice, no trick blood would ever look convincing enough to me again. That night I learned what death truly looked like. I can still see the pale skin of her arms and legs in that short-sleeved dress, her limbs folded awkwardly about her where she lay, like a ventriloquist dummy or a marionette, a doll's eyes locked forever in a glassy stare. It was not a stare that accused. It stared past me, focused on a place no longer in the same world as the one I inhabited. She lay in the soft earth, the moon shining down to dimly light her funeral procession, trees her pallbearers, the eyes of timid, fearful creatures blinking unseen as they bore witness, and one of those timid, fearful, unseen creatures would turn out to be human. No words were spoken over her grave, no tributes, and no tears. It was solemn, however, and silent. I could hear music coming from the house. It sounded distant, disconnected from this place I was standing, an island in time where no one yet knew what had happened. And yet it was so close. All it would take was someone to come looking for me, for her, and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?